In Britain, concerns over immigration and the threat of terrorism have led to questions about what it means to be British and whether a government can enforce a sense of shared cultural values. Prime Minister Gordon Brown commissioned a well-known public servant to come up with some suggestions. And as Vicky Barker reports, one of those ideas has been very controversial.
I will be faithful.
I will be faithful.
Her Majesty.
Britain's newest citizens, correction, Her Majesty's newest subjects, swear an oath of allegiance to the British monarch, required if they want that British passport. Former Attorney General Lord Goldsmith thinks British-born 16-year-olds might benefit from doing the same.
I think a formal ceremony which marks that passage from being a student who's learning about the theory to a citizen who is practicing the reality of being a citizen, I think that's a useful thing.
His suggestion has gone off like a political stink bomb. Civil libertarian Baroness Helena Kennedy.
I think that symbols of a healthy democracy are not to be found in empty gestures. I think that to ask 16-year-olds to troop into a hall and to somehow, like Americans, put their hands on their heart and take an oath of allegiance is risible.
Scottish and Welsh politicians say their semi-autonomous governments will never approve any such pledge, and prominent educators like Mary Balstead have also denounced the idea.
We are not the USA. We are British, and we have a healthy scepticism and a healthy questioning of authority, and I think it's very important that as good citizens we keep that.
One shared cultural value has emerged from this process. Turns out when Britons ask themselves, who or what are we, it seems their first emphatic answer is not American. 15-year-old Rebecca Cran and her twin sister Chloe pause while composing their latest Facebook entry to ponder pledging their allegiance to their queen.
I think it's quite an American thing to do. It's a bit cheesy, but, like, it's nice. The British public, we're all sort of a bit grumpy and miserable.
Yeah.
In America, it's like, yeah, go America. And here we're like, oh, bloody lose everything. We put it as, like, this is ridiculous, taking up my
three minutes.
We'd like it for about a week and then complain about it for the rest of the time.
And Rebecca Cran wonders why British teens are being singled out.
I think it is a nice idea, but I also think that it's kind of a way of forcing kids... Because, you know, with all these terrorist scares and everything, I think it's kind of forcing people to sort of promise that they won't be a terrorist.
And that may be why Gordon Brown is addressing this subject with such urgency. After the July 7 terror attacks on London, one study found a disaffected Muslim teenager can be won over to the cause of violent jihad in as little as 2 months. Mohammed Shafiq is with the Ramadan Foundation, which works with young British Muslims. He says citizenship ceremonies won't fill that kind of psychic vacuum.
It's a cop-out. You have to have a serious debate about real issues that face young people. And if they think by swearing allegiance that somehow that will encourage more participation, if you like, in a political process, that's not going to happen.
Shafiq does applaud one of Lord Goldsmith's other ideas, a new national holiday celebrating Britishness. If by that Goldsmith means honouring a multi-faith society that values tolerance, well, Shafiq says that's something Muslims and non-Muslims alike should be able to celebrate together. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.